Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we are at the Monterey Bay Aquarium and the United States of America is completely bankrupt. Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to give you three examples of this. And they're telling us the same thing in three different ways. So there's a lot to worry about and a lot that we should be concerned about. Please like, please subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, which is Chapter, but this place is just stunning. I mean, I've had such a good time. I'm gonna interject some of the fish and things like that, but first things first, the United States Treasury Department issued a warning that we are defunct. And it's not today, but it's coming. And please understand that this is unsustainable and that if we were a company, we would have already been out of business as a country. All of our unfunded liabilities for Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, pensions cannot afford this. And this is a huge problem. And they're talking about how we defaulted on almost $70 trillion in debt right now. And I've had multiple people send me this today, and there's a lot to talk about this, but this place is just stunning. Look how beautiful it is. There's a lot to cover on this. Now, I've already said that there are three parts to this, and this is important. The first part is we are bankrupt. We are done. We are finished. We have no money. This is an absolute disaster. And when the federal government and the Treasury and everybody else is talking about how we are upside down. Think about this. I did a video a week and a half ago about how our national debt is $100 trillion. Well, now they're saying it's $125 trillion. But look at it this way. Your family is out there making $54,000 a year. Okay, great. You getting by? No, but you're spending $74,000 a year. So you're completely upside down. No company, no family could live like this, and no country can live like this. We are basically spending, they say conservatively, it's $1 trillion a year in interest alone on the national debt. It's more than that. There are so many unfunded liabilities that we have. We have all these different foundations and groups that are now saying, wait a second, this is not working. And what you have right now is the government fiscal financial responsibility foundation. It's like, huh, who's this? Well, they were formed in 1979 and they're trying to let people know that there should be a balanced budget. They're getting money from the federal government, but this is ridiculous because they're talking about nothing but problems and that now we're completely upside down and we're completely bankrupt. Once again, if you ran a business this way, it would be finished. It would be done. But to sit there and talk about this, and we have responsibilities that we cannot afford. We are finished. You know, this is the family that's in debt, you know, credit card debt with $75, $80, $100,000 and planning another vacation right now. And, you know, maybe we should look at that new car. That's what our government is doing right now. Nobody wants to hear this. Nobody wants to envision a world where we can't afford to pay for social programs. And I've done videos over the last, it's funny, I went back 6 months. I've done all these programs about how SNAP is completely upside down. Right now, think about this. 50% of the people that come from other countries to the United States are on different types of welfare or some other type of social program to get money from us. Not just help, not advice, not education, money, checks every month. And we can't afford this. We just can't. And there's people out there that need these programs that can't get it. I have people that write me continually all the time and tell me, you know, my cousin, you know, she lost her job, her husband lost his job, and they can't get any programs because their last tax return showed that they made too much money. But then you have people that are getting these programs at a record pace. Now, it just gets worse from here because Elon Musk sat there and said, there is 1,000% chance that we're going to have a bankruptcy here in the United States. And this was last week, he he said this. Now, you love him, you hate him. 3 years ago, the guy was everybody's favorite guy to listen to. Now he's an idiot, and now he's a complete moron that we shouldn't pay attention to. But you can't have a company or a country ran where we're spending all this money and we cannot keep up with it. It is just that simple. It really is. And when you hear this and you look at it, and again, he compared it to any business. He compared it to other countries that have gone upside down. But he said the United States is guaranteed to be out of business and to be bankrupt. It's just a matter of time. And that nothing's going to fix this. Now, what will fix it? Cutting programs for people, spending less, raising taxes. Things like this that nobody wants to hear about. Nobody wants to hear that free lunch is over with. Nobody wants to hear that you're going to have to pay your fair share. They just don't want it. They don't want to hear that at all. But how do you fix it? How do you fix it? You've got to get more revenue. You've got to have businesses do better. We have to bring energy costs down. I mean, we're living in something right now that we can't afford right now. California's gas just hit $6 a gallon across the state on average. And I'm in Central California right now, and I'm seeing, you know, and I look at premium, guys. I don't look at the, the regular unleaded, and premium here, $6.75 a gallon. And my daughter saw $7.99 the other day. This is crazy. It's too much. It's continual. And this is taking a toll on everybody. And you haven't seen anything yet. I'm doing all these different reports on this right now. And this is something that is unsustainable. All these programs, again, I think people should have this stuff. I think the elderly, the poor, people that do not have any way of eating need programs like this. But the problem with it is there's been so much waste in these programs that now it's out of control and people just think that they're entitled to it. So this is upside down. This is the warning. The USA is bankrupt. And there's another part to this that I can't wait to cover with you too. So there's still a third. I told you there was three things. So there's one more part to this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chapter. Are you turning 65 this year or are you already Medicare age? There is a great company out there called Chapter. And what Chapter does is it reviews every Medicare program in your area across the 50 states and gets you the best possible program. Contact them today, 903-653-4082. It's free to have them do this. If they can save you money, they will. But most people that go with Chapter save up to $1,100. This is not just in a Medicare Advantage program. This is getting yourself into a program that's best for you. Think about this. Doctors move. Doctors retire. Do you have the right prescription plan? You know, this is confusing. It's a very, very difficult program to get into. And people don't realize how difficult Medicare is and all the different questions and problems that you can have with it. A great company, Chapter. So many of you have signed up for it. I'm very happy that they're a sponsor. Contact them today. If you don't want to call, use the link below, but just answer, you know, their questions and find out how Chapter can save you some money. Now, the third thing, and this wraps it all together, is a warning that JP Morgan just issued. Big banks have different people that work there that do things that are not just banking related. They have a climate advisory woman, Sarah Kapnick, who's ran that department for a while. And Sarah is saying, this is a disaster waiting to happen. We have a grid that was built on an average 40 and 50 years ago, and it cannot handle a modern era, cannot handle the data centers, cannot handle the average house, cannot handle everything that's happening with AI, everything that's happening with infrastructures and new construction and everything that's happening right now. This is going to be a disaster because if the grid goes down, your bank goes down, your telecommunications go down, the internet goes down, everything goes down, and it wraps it all together. Now, what she does is as the climate advisor, JP Morgan makes money from advising different companies that do everything from utilities to companies that are making data centers, and they have a program where they put together a plan on how to fix this It's going to cost $1.5 trillion. Well, should we do this now? Should we do it later? What do you guys think? Is this serious? No, it's disastrous if this isn't done. And, you know, it's funny. I'm in a beach community right now, and these people always experience power outages. Time and again, they've told me that this happens constantly here in the central coast of California. It's just something that they live with. Well, if you live in a hill and you have a water pump, you don't have a water pump. You don't have any water in the house. So this is something that people just don't get. They don't get that the power grid's going to go out, that the street lights go out, that it's that bad. And JP Morgan is telling people, we have no idea what's coming. What you've seen, this is just the beginning, and it's only going to get worse. But now you have a government that can't pay its bills. You've got all these different people stepping forward that are respected business people that are saying, this is done. This is too much. We cannot afford to live this way. And if we continue, it's over with. What do you do? What do you do? Seriously, nobody wants to eliminate these programs. Nobody wants to sit there and deal with the infrastructure problem. If they started today to repair all these states that have these infrastructure problems with power outages and over demand, there are 13 states on the East Coast that have really not been hit with really bad winter like they normally do. And with that, they've gotten lucky. Here in California, there's no need for natural gas right now. It's ridiculous. We don't have a problem with this right now because it's 80 degrees outside in most of the state. It is unbelievable. The area I'm in right now, they normally have 40 and 50 degree nights this time of the year, and it's 75 degrees out right now. In the Monterey area. It's nuts. It's unseasonably warm. You know, they're calling it Phoenix heat, which is kind of funny because it's not Phoenix heat. And Phoenix is doing, you know, 110 already in areas that you just don't have. So huge, huge problem. One of the things that keeps getting sent to me is this is the worst job market ever for college graduates. And you know, Micro runs a program where you can get a job through Micro. He's been on TV, the guy that did Dirty Jobs. And he has a program where they will pay for your trade school. And I'm like, really? So I could go and I could learn to weld. I could learn to be a plumber. I could learn to fix things, you know, and electrician, all these different things. And they will pay for the school for this and give you the money for that and teach you a trade that can make you up to 200 grand a year around the country. So again, these college graduates cannot get jobs right now. Everybody thought that they were going to be book smart, go out and get a college degree. Look at the last story below and you'll see this. It's crazy because people don't get the fact that that piece of paper is going to get you a job. Now you have $150,000 in student loan debt. It's terrible. It's terrible. You're seeing more and more companies that are not requiring degrees to interview with them. Now, people that have gone to college say, you know, the difference between a college graduate and people like you, Dan, is night and day. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I don't have, you know, $200,000 worth of student loan debt. I know people that are pushing 60 years old and are still paying their student loans right now. It is catastrophic. But there are no jobs right now for these people. It's the worst job market ever right now, ever. So let me know what you think about this stuff so far. Power grid, you know, Elon, everybody else is issuing warnings. And, you know, JP Morgan, these people are smart people, but JP Morgan makes a boatload of money charging fees to advise all these people. And they're saying, wait a second, this is bad. And people need to see that this is going to affect everything else. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I am going to finish this video with these last couple stories. Do not forget that we have the private channel, I Allegedly Live. You sign up at iallegedly.tv. It's all the uncensored stuff that we can't talk about other places. Now, Dr. Marvin sent me a great story, and that is the fact that right now you've got more home sellers than you have home buyers. You have 663,000 more home sellers than you do have buyers right now. The worst areas are in the South and in areas like Florida, Texas, the South. It's just awful. Read the story from Redfin, and it's great. I'm glad he got me that story because it's dynamite. And then the other thing is, do you drink the energy drinks? Do you like those things? I can't drink those things right now, guys. It's way too much caffeine. From a guy that drinks 4 and 5 cups of coffee a day, there's too much caffeine in these things. Well, all these companies are having difficult times right now overnight because Costco just announced their Kirkland brand, and they're going to have an energy drink that's going to be 79 cents a can as compared to $6. So Celsius and companies like that are just freaking out because, you know, these energy drinks are outrageously priced and they've got marketing and everything behind it. And now you've got Costco that's going to have a 79 cent energy drink. So that is the end of these companies. And then you're going to see more and more companies that are going to give this stuff away. Please don't forget to join our email list. We are on Spotify. We are on iHeartRadio. We're all over the place. And we love, you know, sharing our message any chance we get. Please, I hope you enjoyed this today. And I will see you very soon. So I hope you guys enjoyed the aquarium, something a little different. And with all this bad news that you got going on right now, it's the Titanic, okay? Don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. If you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And we've just been really, really lucky with some amazing weather. And again, I flew today, and TSA was a breeze, and everybody was great, and everything was good. So reach out anytime. I hope everybody's well, and I'll see you soon.